The beauty of the station for me was the eclecticism of the programming. It was just so different from any other station that I'd heard.
It's famous because it's the longest running illegal continuous broadcast ever. I might have made that up. Maybe that's part of the legend.
Tip. Which is playing every kind of music.
I found out that it stands for France Inter Paris.
At the very beginning in 1971, there was France Inter, which is the main radio station of Radio France. And you had FIB for France Inter Bordeaux, FIL for France Inter Lyon, FIP for France Inter Paris. Then FIP became the musical station of Radio France.
It's part of the feeling like we're part of something special, like a little community of like, oh, we're from Brighton and we know about FIP.
It was a wealth of music, knowledge and experience all on this one pirate signal coming over the channel.
Yo, T-Bone, did you produce this?
Sounds good, right?
Yes, my name is Florent Beauvalet. I've been working at FIP for 10 years now. At first, I was a sound engineer, and after 3 years, I'm a programmer at FIP Radio.
I'm Luc Frelon. I'm one of the FIP DJs. I started at FIP in 2001, and I've been playing in Brighton DJ sets 2, 3, 4 times a year since 2009.
We've met just last week, a musician from Brighton, who just moved to Paris, Astai Rocky.
I'm Astai Hiroki, and I'm a music producer, visual artist, DJ, and I also run Folded Music, which is an independent record label and music publisher.
My name's Jack, and I live in Brighton during the FIP broadcast, and I'm a huge fan.
I discovered it purely from flicking through my dad's old kind of Pioneer radio receiver that he didn't use. When I picked it up, I was just like, oh wow, this radio signal's strong. It's come across the channel.
I think it was my flatmate who was just like, hey, check this out. This is quite cool.
You had to just get that magic kind of touch and feel on that dial. Once it was perfectly in, you'd just be like, right, don't touch it.
So I came here for university. Setup was in the kitchen, on the kitchen table. We had my flatmate's really dodgy old iPod, like an FM radio, and then we had like a pair of those old computer speakers. It was just a real janky setup, and we just had FIP. We were just on the cusp of where you couldn't get the signal anymore, and so the only place we could get the FIP signal was halfway in our kitchen. If too many people were standing in the kitchen, it would start to go fuzzy.
It was a very localized thing.
When I first came in Brighton, 2009, it was something like a hidden secret that people were listen to this radio. You should try this. With a big transmission from music lovers to music lovers, and that was really cool.
It was cool because it was only a small part of Brighton. You know, if you were going to get a house, it's like, oh, does it have FIP?
By this point, it had been happening for 5 years. So apparently someone had set up a relay.
The transmitter was in Hanover. It was a very small area that it rebroadcasted to.
They were just broadcasting it, extending the signal from Paris.
In 2011, we did a show at the Fortune of War, not the sexiest pub in Brighton, but a very cool venue on the beach. During the evening, after the show, we were mixing and drinking and partying, and it was like, hey, guy, listen, boy, I've met the pirate. You've met the pirate? Yeah, guy.
Various people seem to have transmitters and were relaying all sorts of kind of weird dance music.
It's super illegal, right? It's super illegal. Like, I think the penalties for doing it are not insignificant.
So here in Paris, we were amazed.
It seems that they were aware of it, you know, quite early on. On the French side, they just let it happen.
Proud of that.
Yeah, very proud of that. Our bosses are like, yeah, go ahead, go to Brighton every time you need, no worries. It was a bit surprising, but we found it really, really cool.
At this time, I heard that the pirate was on the boat. I don't know if it's real, that's the rumor.
They created it to distract Parisians who were stuck in traffic jams, because the traffic in Paris is just is awful. They would play things like Debussy and classical music, jazz music. Followed by classic hip-hop. By underground punk. By African funk or sambas. It was basically a blank slate.
It's a bit of everything. On FIP, we don't have any commercials, absolutely no jingles. And our jingles are the way the tune we're playing are connected. It could be connected on a beat, it could be connected on a tone, it could be connected on a
world,
on sound,
on theme,
on the lyrics, yeah. Whatever. But you have to connect, to link those songs.
This was my jam, basically.
It was weird. It's just like six music, but an acid, really, isn't it? What I loved about it was that if there was, like, a popular song or something a bit more mainstream, it was always a remix of an edit or a weird live version that you've never heard before.
When I'm starting my day at work, I don't know which song I'm going to play first. When I'm scheduling 2 hours, it's a journey.
I've still got some Nina Simone songs that I've heard on there that I can't find anywhere. In the era of streaming, bootlegs and covers, stuff that isn't properly licensed, just is gone, isn't it?
Years ago, the radio was supposed to play 20% of French language, songs in French, but it's not that anymore. But yeah, we are playing a lot of French musicians, French labels, French productions.
We kind of play maybe two or three tracks per hour in French language.
Hour, yeah. Everything we are playing is only because we like that. We like that song.
I think it's part of the job to find in every kind of music something that talks to us.
After listening to FIP for a few years later, we met some French people when we were at a European music festival. And to make small talk, and we thought we were really cool, we were like, oh yeah, we listen to FIP, by the way. Not cool for French people. They were like, yeah, our parents listen to FIP.
Every now and again, there would just be this kind of sensual, feminine French dialogue just cutting through.
Elle est âgée aujourd'hui de 85 ans et son message, une véritable ode à l'amour.
I remember one time in Brighton with a former FIP DJ I was with, and we took a cab to go and play somewhere, I don't remember when. And the guy was like, what are you doing in Brighton? We're working for a French radio. Oh, which one? And we're like, by FIP radio. And he turned up the volume. That's the radio I'm listening to every day, you know? But man, those sexy French voices, where does it come from?
Even the announcements for the radio station are so lovely, and it's a French accent, and it's floaty, very good with the mood, and it's very mellow.
And they don't speak in between, they speak on the music, because music never stops on FIP.
Some of it was perhaps done as a parody, but sometimes was, you know, deliberate to calm people down.
Maybe it was more sexy a few years back.
Ago.
Now it's gonna be more modern.
And to be honest, we have emails from all over the world, from Japan, from States, from Africa, every day, every week. It's mostly about the music and the voice of the girls on here.
Music in Brighton, I think, went under a very big change in that time.
So I moved to Brighton 2006. The music scene in Brighton has always been a bit more guitar-based. Their big success story was kind of like the Kooks, maybe Luke Sittal Singh.
Pubs with DJs and having dance floors became much more of a thing. It changed the music scene within Brighton, and so FIP kind of, when it started, that was the era of Brighton as a kind of music city. That was the era it started. It was an exciting time, really.
Brighton is the city where walking in the lane, turned my head and saw Nick Cave with a vanilla ice cream. I was like, man, Nick Cave is eating vanilla ice cream. For me, it could only happen in Brighton. Brighton is very cosmopolitan with people from all over the world. And every DJ set, there was people from Argentina, Africa, from Scotland. It's a very open-minded city.
Like the music we play on FIP.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
There's a comedy club in central Brighton on Gardiner Street called The Comedia. They would have a FIP night called Viva La FIP. Some people did get in touch with the actual programmers and DJs, and they came over and played a show, a couple of shows, I think. One at the Fortune of War, which is basically one of the biggest pubs in Brighton on the seafront, which essentially uses the beach as its beer garden.
And it just had some really good times. For all my friends, the sun was shining, and listening to really good music.
During this weekend, we met a lot of people who explained us that they were listening to FIP for years.
There really was kind of a back and forth between the city of Brighton and this radio station in France. As it will happen with pirate broadcasts, sometimes they're going to get taken off the air. It was noted in the Argus, which was a local Brighton paper, that there had been raids in Kemp Town for illegal radio broadcasting. So Ofcom had obviously gotten involved and located the pirate signal. I think it went down around 2007 and 2009, but had some kind of backups, because it seemed like whenever it went down, it wasn't down for long. Until about 2012, when it actually stopped, I think, for forever.
And that's what's cool about the story of the pirate, because it's still a mystery after all those years. Nobody really knows who it is.
The narrative has always been, it's a lone wolf, you know, broadcasting from his attic and living in Brighton for a long period of time. There are some eccentric people there.
We can confirm that. Yeah,
It's not from us. No. And not from FIP.
No, really.
So from 2001 to 2012, it had probably an 11-year run. Long enough to develop a cult status and a really big following, and by that point they were already on the internet, so a lot of people like me just kind of moved on to listening onto the internet.
Now everybody can listen to us.
It's famous because it's the longest running illegal signal, longest running continuous broadcast ever.
Funny, because it was really Brighton, not London, not Bristol, not Brighton.
This is a story that could only have happened at that time.
Brighton changed the way that FIP sound.
Yes, really. Brighton had really an impact on FIP.
Oh yeah,
really. a lot of independent label in England and connected us with many musicians who had many projects and side projects. You have to be as cool as Brighton when you're doing your stuff. So it's a little pressure, yeah, and a
big challenge.
No one's very likely to have that kind of treasure moment where they unearth something that's going to change their whole perspective on music that I had back when I flipped that dial just right of BBC Three.
But I think it couldn't happen that way with only the internet, social network, stuff like that. It was really something kind of like from an ancient time, you know?
Thank you to my good friend Ash Clivery, who recorded, mixed, and sound designed that episode. I loved that. If you are interested in making an episode for Sounds Good Right, it can be about absolutely anything. We are open to anything, so please get in touch. I'd love to feature more producers and sound designers on this feed. You can get in touch via the website tbone.productions. Now, before I go, I also need to thank Asta Hiroki, who came to us with that story. You heard a lot of his music in the package, including the track that is behind me right now. Check out Asta Hiroki whenever you can. If you enjoyed this episode, please show your thanks by writing a review or leaving us a rating. Honestly, if every one of you did that, it would be amazing, and it would help the show find so many more people. And the other great way to say thank you, if you've enjoyed the time you've spent here, is to go to tbone.productions, click on the store, and buy yourself some rad Sounds Good Right merch. It helps us to keep doing what we're doing. We'll see you next time.
T-Bone, did you produce this?
Sounds good, right?